The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junk's. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com, join their team today. Quick reminder, we will be doing the Altcast this Saturday night for the Caps-Sabres game on Monumental Sports Network 2. So if you're tuning in to Joe B. and Locker, that's cool. We love them. But if you want a slightly different take or a radically different take while you watch a Caps game, like Junk style, you go over to Monumental 2. And we will be doing the Altcast there.
I'm not afraid to say that I'm terrified about doing it.
You're actually terrified?
Well, I just don't like to be unprepared.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider that myself very unprepared for that. Because it's an unknown.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing. They don't want you to comment on the game particularly.
Yeah.
Really at all.
Well,
maybe a reference.
We will.
And then, so you just want to do shtick? Well, I can do shtick. We do 4 hours every day.
We can do shtick. We can do.
I think
we can talk broader picture Caps and what they've done through the season. Like, it doesn't have to just be obviously nuts and bolts.
How long
Caps
are
Sabres? That's Joe B.
How long are Caps games?
Forever.
2.5 hours.
They're so long. So
that's I just look at it as half the junkie show.
Right.
We're doing a half junkie show.
They go a lot longer segments. Right. There's not a lot of timeouts.
I don't know. I don't know how they do that.
I think you're getting very worked up over something that's going to be.
You know why else? I've been scarred by Caps fans.
Oh, you have.
They don't really like our shtick.
That's fine, because I'm assuming.
Well, they're not going to watch us.
That yeah. Most Caps fans.
Well, are going to be watching.
They're going to tune into Joe B. and Locker.
I agree.
We're going after bringing extra Junk's fans eyeballs to Monumental Sports Network too.
Right. Okay.
So I'm not that worried about it.
You sound like JP.
I'm just not that worried.
He doesn't worry about stuff.
I'm just, all
of a sudden he's there on stage and then he realizes he's got nothing.
I'm overtaking shrapnel from Caps fans.
You are.
Like
okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep living my life even if they don't like whatever we present on Saturday night.
I understand. I'm going to have to ponder something. I'm going to have a bunch of stories in my pocket.
Yeah, just talk about your awful, dental situation for 2 segments.
Yeah, show them that awful picture that you showed me. Man, no, that picture. If you want social media engagement, put that picture on your Twitter.
No, I mean, people just make fun of that. But I don't think people have any idea. Like, when you're in a dental chair and they're doing something, you don't know what they're doing. You're just at their mercy.
Sure.
But when you're getting a root canal, you could feel literally the drill. Like, they're drilling a hole.
Yeah.
And then he takes a drill bit, mm-hmm. and with his hand,
he, like a corkscrew.
Yeah.
He just goes in there to make the hole bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets another one and he uses his hand to make it bigger and bigger and deeper and deeper.
I'm just praying that I never have to undergo a root canal, that I'll go through my entire life.
They're
root canal less.
That would be nice.
They sound, I mean, they are a pain and they're not super pleasant, but they sound worse than they are.
Right.
And I think they're probably more common than you think. You guys are just lucky. You guys got silly, healthy.
You got good choppers.
Well,
choppers.
For now. Yeah. Yeah. Anything can happen.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's I don't know how you're the one that confounds me the most.
Yeah.
Because I know part of it's genetics, but mm-hmm. I drank a lot of soda in my life. No one drinks more soda than you in history.
Yeah, but I've scaled back in recent years.
Okay, but for 40 years of your life, 45 years of your life?
Just crushed it.
Yeah, like you had drank more soda than
anything. Big ones,
but mostly not sugary sodas.
Okay, diet sodas.
Yeah.
But my guy says that it's the same stuff.
Just going to eat your teeth away?
Yeah, they all just eat your teeth away.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
None of it's good for you. Even the fake sugars.
Amazing genetics inside this mouth.
You have amazing genetics.
For the most part.
You have a great nose, apparently. I know nothing about noses.
Very cute button nose, yeah.
You've claimed that.
Yeah.
And you have good teeth.
Even though I lost in a nose off to CK back in the day, 20 years ago. I'll never get over it. I'll never get past that slight.
What is up, B-Rob Steele? Not answering? Just know, is that what's going on?
He took a bye from the segment.
They're trying to track him down.
Say again?
His team is trying to get a hold of him.
Gotcha. Oh.
Yeah, they're trying to track him down.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, he may just punt. He may punt the junks this week.
Well, it's fine. It's fair. I'm sure we'll get him on at some point.
Push him. If we get in touch with him, push him to 920 if we can.
I just know. I kind of want Cakes for you to acknowledge.
Yes.
I'm going to get the back padding machine out.
Okay.
That there's one guy here
mm-hmm.
that said, and I, by the way, have admitted, you could find me on audio saying I never quite understood what made Brian special in previous years,
mm-hmm.
but in the preseason he looked like a different back.
Yep.
I don't know if it was just like being healthy or just, you know, the extra year of experience and everything. He just looked like it. And I said he looks like he's poised to have a big year. And when he's been healthy, he looks as explosive as he's looked as a Commander. And how many games do we have left?
Four.
He's got 640. We got to get him over. We got to get him to that 1,000-yard threshold. He could do it.
He could do it.
He could easily
He's got to have one big game, though.
You got to have one big
game. A thousand is a...
He's got 640. He's 360, Cakes. That's 90 a game. But
he could do it.
Of course, if he has .150 one week, then the others you can slack, you know, maybe not carry it as much. He could do it.
I mean,
he could do it, but he's averaging per game?
65.
I mean, that's a healthy leap to go from 65 to 90.
I know, but he just needs one big one. He just needs one big one to put him over. He's had 300-yard games.
He needs a few more like the Tennessee game.
Right.
The problem is he's had three, I would say, duds.
The Dallas game mm-hmm. killed him because he got hurt in that game.
That's when he had only five carries for 13 carries. Yards.
Right.
And then he had seven for 18 against Cleveland.
And he missed, what, two games? He missed two full games.
That
correct.
So, and then he had a bad one in week one.
So if he gets to 1,000 or close to 1,000 in playing just 14 or 15 games, remarkable year. And his yards per carry is up to 4.6.
It's pretty good.
It was 4.1 last year, I believe.
If he could get to 900 yards and 10 or 11 touchdowns,
mm-hmm.
he's got 8 touchdowns. He could get to 10 or 11 easy. That would be a really good year. That would be a really good year. I know you want to get to 1,000, but if you could get to like 900-ish, but double-digit touchdowns, that's really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's already had a good year with the touchdowns.
Yes.
I just feel like, even though it's
B-Rob,
not that big a deal, really, but it does. If you say you're a 1,000-yard rusher,
it still carries some cachet.
That takes you to another level.
Absolutely.
You know? But in the era of where teams really rarely have the workhorse back, they like to split everything up.
Mm-hmm.
It is harder to
get there. Could Jaden get to 700 rushing yards?
What does he have now? 500?
I believe he's at high fives. Hold on. 590.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost a given.
Four games? I'll bet you he gets there.
That's
take the bet. You always take anybody.
That's less than 30 yards per game.
Give me free money.
If he stays,
money.
If he plays all four games, that's 30 yards a game.
You said he wasn't going to play.
He's averaging 45 yards a game. So, right. Yeah. I said what?
You also said he was going to get hurt this year.
Well, I based that on all the injuries that the position has suffered in the NFL over the last year.
Now, he did get hurt this year.
He did. He missed a game, basically.
I mean, he missed.
So I was correct.
He didn't miss a start.
No, but he missed.
Yeah, but he missed the bulk of the Panthers game.
He missed 95% of that game.
Okay, but that wasn't a big deal. You thought he was going to miss significant time.
I thought he would miss.
4 or 5 games.
I don't know if I said 4 or 5, but I thought he would miss time. Correct. All right, hold on. So you're saying $2 bet?
Yes.
All right, $2 bet. Jaden Daniels doesn't get to 700 rushing yards.
Hmm. Yeah. All right, put it in the book, Valdez.
Just because I like the action.
Right. And and I have a double or nothing on the kicker.
Zane Gonzalez, yes.
I say he's going to be perfect inside 51.
Correct.
And if he, but if he misses, I'm going to owe you $4.
Maybe that is better. Correct.
Oh, no.
We're not free even.
Wash. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. I love that. I'm free rolling.
While we're predicting, I think it might just be a big overall Jaden game. Coming off the bye, rib is healthy, playing indoors.
Maybe he'll be as frisky.
Homecoming game.
Maybe he'll be as frisky with his legs as we've seen him since.
I think it's like he passes for 2, rushes for 1, rushes for over 50 yards, passes for like 260.
You got him as that's a huge fantasy day.
Yeah, I think it's a big day for him.
Yeah,
big
well,
one.
They need it.
Big one incoming. I'm not guaranteeing it, but there's. Down here, there's a tingle. You know, where I'm pointing. You see where I'm pointing?
Yeah.
The tingle is happening. Yeah.
The nether regions.
Yeah. There's a tingle down here.
You know what I would love? Just because I don't like, I think he's been, I think he's on the whole been spectacular. Sorry. And that'll be a little bit much for some people. Mm-hmm. But I think on the whole, he's been spectacular. The thing that does irritate me, if anything does irritate me, is that people will throw that he doesn't have gaudy numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, by the time he's done, if he plays in all 4 of the remaining games, he's going to have around 30 total touchdowns.
I agree.
Those are pretty gaudy numbers for a rookie quarterback.
I would like a little gaudier. I need, this to please me, I need a Josh Allen, like, 6 touchdown game. I want a game.
Well, now you're
an outlier.
Now, that's just greed. That's full-on greed.
It is. I just want one outlier, even a 4 touchdown game. Right. I want an outlier to bump up, to pad the stats a little bit, to back up.
If there's one of those.
What my eyes are telling me.
This could be the one. Even though the Saints are pretty good about giving up points, this might be your Jaden Boom game.
Yeah, I need a.
I think your Jaden Boom game is incoming.
We need. Let me look at his.
If he ends up with 20 passing touchdowns and 8 rushing touchdowns, that's a really good.
It's a fantastic rookie year.
Of course,
dude. I think he's.
You
been,
take that every time.
I think he's been spectacular. I know that's
I don't know
a
if
little
he's been
much.
I'm not going to say spectacular because spectacular. You're putting him in the elite level. And he hasn't been spectacular for the season because he's had some
average games. Well, hold on.
How about
games. In the context
he's
as
been
a
very
rookie?
Good.
As
been
a context
very...
as a rookie.
Okay, I think he's been
I think
very good.
I think that's the context.
I think he's been very good. Spectacular is
But if I can get him, if I can get an outlier game, like where he really just, you know, even a couple gimmies.
Because if you're...
Just that bump up that touchdown total a little bit.
If he was having a spectacular season, he would be averaging more than a passing touchdown per game.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I need an outlier game to bump that up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jason in Arlington. Jason, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
How's it going?
How are you,
How's
man?
It going,
hey, Jason.
How's it going? You gents are doing well. Listen to you guys for 20-plus years. So
thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All I've known is misery in these 35 years. I have to refer back to Tom Lavero's book of oral history for any good memories. But back to kind of what I, you know, what would scare me the most about kind of the dud against the Saints is I'm so tired of hearing this Bo Nix offensive rookie of the year comparison. I think the eye test, you know, there's no contest. And I agree with the tingle in the nether regions. I think that Jaden goes off 5 total all-purpose touchdowns in this game and just goes 5. Off.
Wow, 5.
I mean, that's going to cause more
I'm
than
going under
tingle.
The total on that one.
Yeah.
I think it's a coming out party, man. I'm sick of hearing this Bo Nix chatter. I mean, it's no comparison. Behind closed doors, Sean Payton would swap them in a second.
I think he probably would.
He might.
Yeah.
But he's certainly making Bo Nix a viable quarterback.
Of course he would swap him out for Jaden. Of course he would.
Doesn't matter. He can't do it. Bo Nix is having a really good year for a rookie.
And Caleb just got his coach fired.
Man, Caleb was so bad against the Niners.
Caleb didn't get his coach fired. The coach got the coach fired.
Caleb, in some of the clips I saw, looked like he was actively trying to run into defenders and get sacked.
Yeah, he got sacked a bunch.
It was brutal.
I'll tell you, my thing with Caleb has been from day one, he's going to be spectacular, and then he's going to be awful. He's just going to be a roller coaster. And I think that's proving
to
be the case.
He's very Jekyll and Hyde. Especially over the last like two games.
That's roller coaster.
Go back and watch some of the Lions game on Thanksgiving and the Niners game. And
well, they were never in.
He makes you scratch your head, and then he'll come up with a spectacular play in the next play.
I think they've got major, major locker room issues.
Well, I'm sure they do.
And it started, all kind of started after the Hail Mary.
Right.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because that's when the downturn started.
Then the botched timeout and end of game against the Lions. Yeah, then it just came to a head.
It's almost like they just gave up.
We shocked them so much that we sent them into a complete tailspin.
Yep, they went in a free fall, which you love. Love when that happens. Love when you make other teams just tilt their faces off. Right. Fantastic.
Well, we better not lose to New Orleans or we could be in a free fall.
Well, let's hope that's not the case. Drab, any updates on B-Rob? Are we still efforting? His team still trying
to
locate him?
They're still trying to grab him.
Are they like in meetings or something?
I don't know.
No. They're day off. It's their
Today's
day off.
Their day today. Off.
Okay. All right, so we'll try.
He could be sleeping. He could be out.
We'll try to track down
for Christmas
B-Rob.
Presents.
We'll try to get him before the show is done. We'll do EB's entertainment page when we come back.